guys, welcome to the pilot episode of Screenwriting and Tea. I hope you have a nice, delicious cuppa in front of you. My first guest, naturally the perfect person to start us off, is a screenwriter, teacher, and all-around story fanatic, my mother, Amanda Lutfi. My mom's been writing ever since I can remember, from newspaper articles to proofreading our English essays, and of course to writing screenplays. Like most moms, mine is a master of research. She'll know the entire life history of the guy or girl you're on a date with before you got to your second drink. So, having just graduated with her master's in screenwriting from Royal Holloway, University of London, we are right on the cusp of her launch into the industry. So, without further blabbage from me, please welcome Amanda. So, as a recent graduate of a master's degree in screenwriting from Royal Holloway, University of London, what do you think your biggest lesson was from the experience?
My biggest lesson was to learn how to take criticism, and that was big time because there was a lot of criticism, and it took weeks and weeks to actually get over the personal aspect of it. So my biggest lesson was to learn that when people find fault with the script, it's not against me, and that they're trying to bring me along and try to help me.
So in terms of your own writing, what do you think you struggle with the most when you're writing a new screenplay?
I think it's, well, apart from the layout, you know, making sure it's got the right layout and put the right words and everything in the right place. I think it's more to do with transitions, moving from scene to scene, making sure that each scene follows logically from the other one, and organizing the scenes into logical progression into the best way possible, and then trying to edit it down so there's not too many words, the dialogue not too heavy.
That's so useful. Definitely a lot of people would struggle with that. So you had a number of different professors at Royal Holloway, as a lot of courses do, screenwriting courses do. And I was just wondering, what do you think the biggest or the most common advice was that you and your other students were getting across the board?
Do you mean to do with becoming a screenwriter, or do you mean actually screenwriting? Both. Well, to be honest, the biggest advice I got about becoming a screenwriter was you probably won't ever see your script made. I think also we had a lady who had come, she was the head of the literary of the Screenwriting Association in Britain. And it was, hers was to do with more with how many women will actually get their work made into a film. And she said it's only about 15% in England of women, of screenplays are actually written by a woman. Mm-hmm. So that was something that kind of knocked you back. You have to think, am I doing the right thing here?
Yeah, that's very interesting to know. So you also have a degree in creative writing. So you write prose as well, long form. What do you think some of the key differences are when writing in long form compared to screenwriting?
Well, I would say the biggest difference is that you can't get into the head of the person when you're writing a screenplay. When you're writing a novel, you can put the thoughts of the person into it. You can also demonstrate intent, what they intend to do. When you're writing a screenplay, you have to have everything, you have to show it by their body language. You can't actually say, well, he was thinking this, he was thinking that. There's also, you don't have to put he said, she said, which is very liberating, because you run out of ways of saying he said, she said. So, yeah, I think those are the main things. It's just not, you have to find a way of showing things rather than, you know, writing them down.
That's so true, that lack of an inner monologue.
That's yeah. Point. Mm-hmm. That's it, yes.
So how do you think your master's degree has prepared you to enter the film and TV industry?
I think it's prepared me to a certain extent. in that we were introduced to quite a few people in the TV business, including people who were in the comedy world, silent witness, kind of the criminal investigation world. And we were prepared for, I think definitely prepared for the criticism and the put downs and the kind of the notes, the amount of notes you get. You write, when you first write a screenplay, you don't expect to get a whole series of notes. You expect just it to come back pristine copy. So I think once that happens, and then also reading your script aloud, having it acted in front of you, having everyone become an editor, everyone on your course becoming an editor, and the actors who act your script becoming editors. So even though you write it yourself at home, when you actually bring it somewhere, you have a whole series of editors around you, and no one can stop editing you.
That's so true, isn't that? It's like that difference between being on the page and coming to life.
Yes.
You bring up all yes. that stuff, can't it?
It is, it is. Everyone's an editor, and they will never stop. And till you're sitting cowering in a corner somewhere.
Exactly. Rocking yourself in the shower.
Or drinking whiskey and coke.
Exactly. So what are the shows that you are currently watching, and what do you think it is about them that keeps you watching?
I'm watching Homeland at the minute. I've actually got to about season 4 and I'm wanting to take a break because I found the character, Carrie, is going to too many different places in the world that don't interest me. But the first couple of seasons I found fascinating because of her personality and because of the personality of Mandy, who plays Saul. Just how they clash with each other, how they bond with each other. And Carrie's personality, and just the fact that she's bipolar. She's not this perfect person who's able to work for the CIA and do everything right. She does things wrong. She gets herself in trouble. She sleeps with people when she's not supposed to. She's tempted to kind of jump into bed with a guy just in order to get some information for the CIA. So I think it's just, yeah, the interest of her character and the plot and the places where she goes. So it's plotting against her homeland and trying to figure out who's doing it. Has someone turned? So that's really interesting. But it's definitely characterization.
Definitely. They do that so well in that show. And it's so important to have that character that, you know, you feel connected to. And
yes,
that's
yes.
what spurs you on.
100%. 100%. Without her in the show, and maybe Saul, I don't think it would work as much. I think Breaking Bad was the same, which I followed before that. Similar likable characters. You've got to like them. Even if they're not perfect, there needs to be something that draws you to them to make you forgive the bad stuff.
So true. Such a good point. So what is your favorite genre to write in, and why?
I like writing in the supernatural. I did get interested in horror for a while, but I think I prefer the supernatural because it frees you. Frees you to kind of go beyond the bounds of reality. Another area that kind of leads into supernatural is sci-fi. I like the kind of medical history, the history of medicine, which I've studied. I like all aspects of, you know, like say it was in Dracula, and you start to understand the health related stuff behind Dracula. And of course, with coronavirus now, you kind of have almost a sci-fi kind of horror story that's happening in front of you. So, yeah, I think that's probably an area I will get into more after all this is over, will be the kind of these plagues and terrible pandemics that spread across the world and its effect on people's lives.
Yeah. Lots of inspiration right now, for sure.
Yeah.
So what would you say your goals are as a screenwriter moving forward with the degree that you have and all the knowledge that you've gained?
I think my goal would be to design a TV series. I'd really like to do that. I'm actually kind of working on one now, which I spent a lot of years in the Middle East working with in schools and with people who are expatriates and people who are teachers. And I saw quite a few things that I didn't expect to see, just in the behavior of the teachers towards the kids. So I would like to kind of, it's the other, I suppose, the other as in someone who is not you, how they behave. And I would like to write something with that kind of theme, but that's also entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. So what do you think as a screenwriter about the current landscape of the industry in terms of streaming services, new media, and all the different ways that we're consuming content?
I think at this present time, this is a pivotal moment in terms of the TV industry. I mean, it was changing for a couple of years before that. The traditional way of a movie coming out will be that people will go and see it at the theater, and then, you know, and then the first weekend it makes its money, most of the money it's going to get. And then maybe in a few months later, people will start to see it on a DVD or on Netflix or Google Play or something. But the thing is, since the coronavirus, that's changed, because now movies that were supposed to be released into a theater are now being released on Netflix, on a digital media. So we're again in a transitional phase, and there's talk that some cinemas may never open again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even that the Oscars this year, next year, are going to be based upon digital content, mm-hmm. streaming content, rather than what's being shown in the cinema.
I heard that too, that the Oscars have said that nothing that wasn't able to premiere in theaters that was released online for this year will be entered into the Oscars. So yeah, definitely things are changing, and this
right.
is a very powerful time in the history of movies and TV.
Yes, exactly. It's things will never be the same in TV or in series. I mean, in TV series, you've got Netflix is just pretty much captured the market because they know how to do their cliffhangers. Mm-hmm. That's it. And they know, don't allow, I mean, one episode finishes, it continues to the next one. Either you can't be bothered to turn it off on the remote,
yeah.
or you just, most of the time, you're too fascinated by what's happening that you have to stay in with it.
It's that binge life, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Binge life. All right, so our final question today is a question I'd like to round off every episode moving forward. So what is your favorite part about storytelling?
Characters. My favorite part is characters, is inventing them, making them fully rounded instead of cardboard characters, making them fully human and with an Achilles heel and a fatal flaw. So something, each character has to have something that will take them off to the deep end. You know, when that point comes, when you have, they have to make a decision. Do I go this way or that way? Do I stay in my old world or move into the new world, which is about one third through? You need to have a really strong, well-rounded character to do that, because most of us will stay in the old world. So it's designing characters and giving them traits that will make the script interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. We like to see characters doing better than ourselves and struggling and overcoming things that inspire us to do so as well.
Oh yeah, yeah. But they haven't got to be good people. The worst characters are the angels sitting on the cloud. Mm. These people have to be, they can be really mean and really kind of nasty to people. But if they're going to, well, like you say, save the cat or feed the horse when no one else will, you can like them and identify with them.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
That you need to have psychological resonance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. I love that. Thank you so much for being with us today. We'd love to have you back to talk more in depth about some screenwriting techniques and things that you've learned in more detail. But this was an awesome overview into who you are, what you're working on, and what you've learned. So I think this will be very helpful to people. So thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Yes, come back anytime. Are you drinking a cup of tea?
No, I'm drinking whiskey and Coke. All mixed together in a can.
That's convenient. I love it. Thank you so much. All right. We will hear from you soon.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.